And it is 1:31. This is KUYR 89.1. I'm Daniel Breen. We're breaking into our program and we're bringing you live coverage of Governor Asa Hutchinson's daily briefing on the coronavirus outbreak in Arkansas. At yesterday's briefing, we saw an increase of 439 new coronavirus cases for a total of 24,253. And we saw an additional 5 deaths from COVID-19 for a total of 292. Now we go live to Governor Hutchinson speaking from the state capitol. This is KUYR News.
I have a love for all the students that are there. I'm joined today by Secretary Nate Smith, Dr. Jose Romero, A.J. Gary, Director of ADAM, and joined today also by Secretary Mike Preston, Secretary of Commerce. Thank everyone for joining us for today's COVID-19 daily update. First, I want to report the cases. There were yesterday 24,253 cumulative cases. We have an additional 259 cases over the last 24 hours. That brings us to 24,512. The increase in hospitalizations is significant. We have an increase of 32 in hospitalizations. That brings our total hospitalized to 369. I asked Dr. Smith, of course, why is that so high? And the answer is that's a lagging indicator. And if you remember the spike in cases that we had a week ago, now we're seeing some of the results of that through our increased hospitalizations. In terms of deaths, we have an additional 9 that have passed away, brings us to 301. And it should be noted that 5 of the 9, that 4 of them are over 65 and 5 of them are under 65. The top counties were Pulaski County had an increase of 57, Washington County 14, and Benton County 26. The testing numbers were not as high as they have been, and so that is sort of an asterisk whenever I look at the increase in cases of 259, which is really a significant drop. But we had tested 3,366, and we obviously, if we're going to meet our goal this month, we've got to increase that level of testing, but it is still a good number for us. If you look at the charts, you can see, of course, the significant drop with the 259 cases. The rolling average is on a downward trend. We'll see where it goes because we had a busy weekend. We'll see what the cases are in the coming days. The active cases, and of course, that's whenever you have only 259 new cases, you have more rolling off, and so our active cases reduced, which is helpful to all the staff that works on the contact tracing. The hospitalizations, you can see, had a significant jump. That's too high. That's probably the largest increase in a single day in terms of hospitalizations of 32. And then on positivity, it was a good day, and this is should be consistent in terms of even though we had 3,366 tested, the fact that that was we had a lower positivity rate yesterday and today, that's a good sign in progress. 7-day rolling average on positivity is looking good right now. We'd still like to get it down a little bit more, and we'll see how that goes with increased testing. And then I wanted to just take us, there's about 3 slides here that are a little different. I do this every once in a while because I like to know how we're impacted by surrounding states, how are we doing, where are the hot spots. And so I go through this checking of other states, and we thought we'd share this. Cases per 100,000, so it's on a per capita basis. You can see Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama are in the red that are higher caseload than Arkansas. And Arkansas is a little bit higher than Tennessee and Texas, but they're very close. And then you drop off with Kansas, Oklahoma, Missouri, and Kentucky. And so some of this is reflected by our increased testing that I think you'll see in the next slide, which is the test per 100,000, where we move up beyond Mississippi, Oklahoma, Kentucky, and Texas, where we're testing more, which reflects more cases. But we also, you know, are watching the hospitalizations, as I said, that is a concern for us. And then the positivity rate, which is another important indicator that they look at nationally in terms of positivity rate, we are lower, and in this case, lower is better. You've got Alabama, Mississippi, Kansas, Texas, Louisiana, all with a higher positivity rate. Next to us is Tennessee, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Kentucky with lower positivity rates. And so for those that are motivated by competition, we need to do better in our positivity rate. We want to be able to reduce the cases that we have that's related to positivity. And we've got to be able to reduce our hospitalizations. Now, how do you do that? You do that by self-discipline, following the guidelines, and supporting each other as we go through this. And then I wanted to share some other numbers which are related to the other side of our crisis that we don't talk about that much, but we're trying to come out of a pandemic. We're still in it, but we're also trying to come out of an economic crisis, and we're making good progress in Arkansas. And these are the weekly unemployment claims, or excuse me, the weekly unemployment continued claims. So these are the ones that are filing and continuing to file. They're not new claims, but they're a continuation. In other words, are longer term unemployed. And you can see how that dramatically increased over 120,000, and that's dropped. And this is, by the way, effective of June 27th. So you add another week on there in which we have declined another few thousand. So we're under 100,000 in the most weekly report. And so that's good news, as you see that on a downward trend, more people working, becoming employed. And then this is the weekly unemployment initial claim. So these are the people who are filing first time for unemployment. And you can see what happened March 14th, but as restrictions were put into place, we closed more things down, it skyrocketed. And then as we gradually started returning people to work, the initial claims have been continually on being reduced, and it's flat now, very consistent, about 9,900 or close to 10,000. And this week it went up just a little bit more, so I think it's a little bit over 10,000, but it's been fairly flat. And I'm optimistic that we're going to be able to continue to put more people back to work in Arkansas, because we're creating jobs, we're opening up our economy, and people are going back to work. And so today it was nice to be able to have the announcement from Amazon on their fulfillment center in Little Rock that's going to take 1,000 jobs, or going to create 1,000 jobs. So this is good news combined with the more steadiness in our weekly unemployment claims. And Secretary Preston, in a few minutes, will have some more comments about that, particularly on some of the fraud aspect of it, that we're having to take a closer look at some of the claims. And with that, though, I want to first recognize Dr. Smith. He's got a couple slides as well as comments.
And this is Health Secretary Dr. Nate Smith. You are listening to KYR 89.1.
Thank you, Governor. There we go. I just have one slide. I'm going to go over a little bit more details on the numbers before I touch base on this slide. But the governor mentioned we did have a low of 259 new cases. 23 of those were correctional. 236 were community, bringing our total to 24,512. Of those, 5,486 are active cases. Of those active cases, 117 are in a nursing home, 273 are in a correctional facility. So our active cases are at 5,096 active cases in the community. The governor mentioned that we did have our largest single increase in hospitalizations of 32, so we're up to 369. We have 83 currently on a ventilator. That's an increase of 2 from yesterday. the governor mentioned, we did have nine deaths, and that brings us to a total of 301. Now, we did have a decrease in our active cases because we had 891 recover from yesterday, which is more than the ones that we added. So our total recovered is 18,725. Now, with 2 days of decreasing new cases, I should be happier than I am. My joy of our lower number of new cases is modified due to the decreased testing that we saw over the weekend. And this is just a function of fewer people collecting specimens over the holiday weekend. And so our numbers in testing have been down in the 3,000s over the last 2 days, but we expect those to pick up now that specimens are being collected again. We've got a lot of testing to do because we know we still do have transmission in the state. The governor's mentioned our top counties, Pulaski, Benton, and then actually all the rest are fewer than 20, including Washington County. I want to look at this slide for just a moment. These are our top 10 counties in terms of their case counts. We looked at the regions yesterday in terms of their case counts, but we're getting a little bit more granular here with counties. And from this graph, you can see our top county in terms of case counts, case numbers, cumulative numbers, is Washington County, and then Benton County is the second. And you see with both of those, they rose steeply. These are cumulative cases, not active cases. They're cumulative cases. And then they've both plateaued out. We're seeing a decreasing number of new cases each day. That's a good sign. That suggests we're starting to get over the hump with that dramatic uptake that we've seen in those two counties. But the third one on here is Pulaski County, and you can see that's lower than Benton and Washington at this point, but it's still going up. It's not flattening out. So that's where I'm concerned about what's going on here in Pulaski County. And we've got several other counties below that. Some of them are rising at faster than others, but they're all much lower in terms of total case counts. And we'll get a little bit more granular on those another day. But I wanted to reinforce that and look at that at the county level rather than just at the region level. And with that, I'll go ahead and turn it back over to the governor.
Thank you, Secretary Preston.
This is Arkansas Commerce Secretary Mike Preston approaching the podium.
Thank you, Governor. Good afternoon. To elaborate a little bit more on the numbers the governor talked about related to unemployment insurance, first on the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program, we're now a little over 43,000 applicants who have been approved for that, and to date we've disbursed about $330 million as a state. So we are seeing those funds move, and hopefully that's getting into the pockets of those who needed it so desperately. As it related to the unemployment insurance on a traditional UI, we are seeing a leveling off of that, as the governor mentioned. We hit our peak around May 9th at 122,522 continued claims. As of this morning, the continued claims came in about 97,966. So each week we continue to see a decrease in those numbers, and that's good. We're heading in the right direction. We've still obviously got a lot of work to do. As the governor alluded to, the announcement today with Amazon and some other economic development projects, we certainly want to get Arkansas back to work as quickly as we can and as safely as we can, and hope these numbers are an indication that we're moving in that right direction. I do want to touch about fraud a little bit, and we'll pull up here on the screen. What we're seeing now is an uptick in fraudulent activity as it relates to unemployment insurance. This is part of a nationwide fraud scheme that continues to grow. We've been talking to our counterpart states and our national organizations, and they're seeing the same information and seeing the same troubling details that we're seeing related to fraud. What's happening is bad actors are using a name and personal information of an individual who is either currently employed or retired or who may have never filed for unemployment. What we're seeing is these victims discover this when they receive a notification from the Department of Workforce Services that a claim has been filed in their name. And we've been determined so far that some of these claims are false. They're using information that was fraudulently obtained in a breach that might have happened going back as far as 20 years ago. So this could be related to a retail breach that happened or just other areas where people have had their personal information stolen. So we've had to really ratchet down within the Department of Workforce Services in focusing on these frauds and potential fraud cases. So what we've had to do is if we see a potential fraud in the system, we will have to lock that account down. So I know we've got a lot of calls in the last couple of days about people's accounts being locked out, especially related to the pandemic unemployment assistance. This is because we are trying to do everything we can to verify that it's not a fraudulent claim. So if you are one of those who had their account locked out for no other reason than maybe there was just a minor issue in the reporting, if your account was locked and you see that number pop up, please call. That goes into our fraud team and our internal audit investigation team, and they will follow up with you to make sure and clear up if there's any issues with your claim. Or if you believe you've been a victim of this, if you haven't filed for unemployment insurance and all of a sudden your employer says that you have, or you receive a notification in the mail that someone has filed in your name, then you obviously know it's fraudulent. Please let us know. Use the numbers on the screen, 501-682-1058 to speak with someone. You can go to our website at dws.arkansas.gov and complete the secure form. Or you can send an email to adws.internalaudit@arkansas.gov. We want to follow up with all these claims as quickly as we can. This is certainly taking precedent for our Department of Workforce Services. Arkansas has historically been very low in terms of our fraudulent cases over the years it relates to unemployment insurance. But when you see a pandemic like this hit, and you saw the graphs that the governor showed earlier, just with a spike in the claims, and moving as quickly as we can to get funds out, it leaves an opportunity for those who would want to come in and take advantage of the system. So we want to make sure that we're a step ahead of those who are coming in and trying to defraud the system. So we ask that if you do feel like you've fallen into that arena and you feel like you're a victim of fraud, please let us know, and we certainly want to make sure that we can clean that up and get these claims out as quickly as we can. Governor, I'll give it back to you.
Thank you, Mike, and thanks for your whole team that's worked so hard on this. With that, we'd be happy to take any questions.
So how many fraudulent claims have been filed? Do you have a number on that? Do you know how many were paid out before the fraud was detected?
It's Commerce Secretary Mike Preston again.
We've looked at, I don't have a number on the amount paid out, but we're right now looking and analyzing about 14,000 within the pandemic unemployment system and another 6,000 within the traditional unemployment. That doesn't mean they're all fraudulent. That means that our team has just flagged them for potential activity. It might be something as simple as just an error in a bank account information, but it was enough that it set off a red flag for our team that they wanted further to investigate. So we're investigating all those right now and releasing them as they come. And those that we are finding fraud, we're taking appropriate action.
Do you have working in that fraud team right now?
We've staffed, I'll have to get you an exact number. I couldn't tell you off the top of my head, but we've really refocused some people because we're able to get some additional funds through the CARES Act into our unemployment admin. We're able to hire and bring on some additional temporary help. Right now, their focus is on that.
Are there any questions remotely?
Yeah, Governor, this is Andrew with AP. Had two questions. Wanted to ask about with the hospitalizations, where do things stand right now in terms of capacity, both overall and ICU, and if that raises any concerns? And the second question I had was, I understand that Education Secretary Betsy DeVos today on a call with governors appeared to reject the idea of part-time reopening for schools. And said schools must be fully operational even during the pandemic. Wanted to see what your thoughts were on that, and if that does that change anything in terms of what you've talked about with there being some kind of a blended approach for Arkansas schools this fall? Okay.
In terms of the hospitalizations, whenever we see the numbers every day, we take a look at where those hospitalizations are occurring, and whether that is putting limitations on our capacity. And for example, today we looked at that, and while it's a very large increase that we had in hospitalizations, it looked steady in the hospitals in Northwest Arkansas. Central Arkansas certainly has the capacity to handle that. And so the system is not stressed in that sense. And that doesn't say, it means I don't want to diminish the stress that is on the hospital workers. That is where the challenge is, that that's a lot of patients that they're having to work with. It's stress involved with this, their life-saving decisions. So not minimizing the stress on the system and on the people, but there is the capacity to handle what we have, and we look at that every day. In terms of the education, I was not, I had to leave the call before Secretary DeVos made her comments, so I don't want to speak to that in detail, but we have our plan in Arkansas, and that is involved classroom instruction, the ready-to-learn model that blends in the virtual learning as needed. And so I fully expect our plan to continue, and I'll review Secretary DeVos's comments. Yes, Alex.
So would you say that our new case numbers are lower now because we are testing less?
You know, I mean, we'll see tomorrow, and we'll see the next day when our testing numbers go up again. There still is a lower positivity rate, but certainly the fact that we did not test as high over the last 24 hours had an impact on the number of our cases. I'm confident of that. But it was still a good day, because whenever you're talking about over 3,000 tests, that is still a lot of tests, you know, compared to what we were doing even, 2 months ago. And so let's see where the pattern goes in the future. Even though it was a low number of cases today, I'm tempering my enthusiasm and optimism about that simple low number. Let's wait and see what the next few days indicate.
Do you have an update on the TUA breach at all?
And the answer is, I've received one report on that, which was sufficient detailed from my standpoint, based upon our provider that did the forensic examination. Beyond that, you know how the FBI works. I say that with appreciation to them, but they don't tell much about what's happening in the investigation. It could be a year from now we'll learn something. We may or may not learn something. So that's on a separate track. But in terms of our review on that, I've received a report. I may have a follow-up report that I'll receive on it. But the main thing is the system is working and it's secure.
Pulaski County, do you know what's driving the increase in Pulaski County?
I'll let Dr. Smith answer that and see if he has any comment.
And this is Health Secretary Dr. Nate Smith again.
We don't have a particular facility or a site. We are seeing a general increase in transmission here in Pulaski County, and that's a concern. It's something that we all need to take efforts to practice the physical distancing, wearing masks in public, and avoiding those larger gatherings. This is concerning, because this is really where we're seeing the steepest increase in cases right here in Pulaski County.
So the majority of the new hospitalizations come from the central region, or do we have that information yet?
Well, we actually have an increase of hospitalizations throughout the state, but the largest single increase for a hospital came here in Pulaski County.
Another question remotely.
Hi. Yes. Hi. This is Susanna Sitek with Ozarks at Large. I just wanted to follow up to a point that was brought up last month about breaking down the coronavirus cases by cities. I just wanted to see if that was still something the state was considering, And also just wondering if you could provide an update on the CDC visit to Arkansas.
An update on the CDC, was that the last part of it?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I'm gonna let Dr. Smith answer both of those.
And again, Health Secretary Dr. Nate Smith.
Yes, first question, part of the question had to do with reporting out cases by cities. We are working with the Municipal League, and we expect to be able to do that shortly. In terms of the CDC team, they are wrapping up their work. They are to give a final report out to me tomorrow afternoon. They have a draft report that I've been looking over with a number of recommendations, but I'll have more to share tomorrow or the next day.
Was there another question remotely?
Yes, sir. This is Bailey Devane with 5 News. We're talking a little more about contact tracing today. Yesterday, you guys have expressed some concern that people are not answering the phone when the tracers are calling. So we're wondering, what efforts can we expect to see to help this problem? And having this issue, how successful has contact tracing actually been up to this point?
And I'll make a comment and ask Dr. Smith to add to it. But in terms of how effective contact tracing has been, whenever you look at the concentration of cases for some time in Northwest Arkansas, Benton and Washington County, and you see the focused effort, you know, there in those counties trying to dig down as to where the cases were coming from, isolating those cases, I think you see success from that strategy because you've seen a decline in the number of cases in those counties and is starting to be on a better trend. That is a success of education, working with the community, as well as our testing, but our strategy of tracing and isolation. So it works. We've demonstrated it. We've seen it work. We going to have to beef up the resources. We're going to have to continue to encourage people to be responsive when those contact tracers give you a call. And then finally, is there a better way to do it? Sure, go knock on the door. But if you go knock on the door, that raises a whole other issues of transmission and safety, as well as some people don't answer the door. So, we always look for ways to improve it, but what we have in place right now has proven to be successful. Yes?
Are there any other efforts the state is taking to increase testing to reach the 200,000 goal for July?
That's a good question. Whenever you see us not having as high a number today as yesterday or the day before. And the answer is, I believe the demand is out there. That's the first critical element. And then the second part of it is for us to have the supplies. We have the supplies within the Department of Health to do the testing this month that we're setting the goal for. In terms of the commercial labs, it's a little bit about access and coordination of this. I know that in Washington County, we've received complaints that they have to wait in line a long time. That could discourage some people. So a lot of that is a matter of coordination with the hospitals and making people aware also that you can be tested not just at the local hospital, you can also be tested at the public health center. And so we're just trying to overcome the barriers that we see exist and try to dig a little bit deeper as to what those obstacles are and to overcome them. Dr. Smith, did you want to...
Just to add a few more specifics, the governor has indicated in terms of increasing demand, we know that there is demand out there in Washington County and in the northwest part of the state. Just make sure we have more opportunities to access that. The decreased numbers the last couple of days is due to people decreased specimen collection because of the holiday, and that will be corrected. For example, we collected over 700 specimens in our local health units throughout the state yesterday, and that's approaching the highest that we've done. So we know there's a demand out there, and we just need to keep testing. We will have a strategy for retesting in the nursing homes, and we will also be developing a strategy for proactively testing our correctional facilities, our state correctional facilities. So all those will add to the number of tests that we do. But also in terms of the central region, Pulaski County in particular, looking at per population, per capita testing, it's lower here actually in central Arkansas than in the other parts of the state. So we really need the perception here of people right here in Pulaski County and in central Arkansas. We need to get tested as well.
Is there a final question remotely?
Governor, it's Rolly Hoyt with THV 11. I was wondering if Dr. Smith could let us know, as cases of people getting positive have skewed younger here in this last couple of weeks, have the hospitalization trends changed at all?
And again, Health Secretary Dr. Nate Smith.
I don't have data yet on the age of our hospital admissions. But there certainly is a concern. Fortunately, among younger individuals, they are less likely to be hospitalized. But as we're getting more and more cases in younger age groups, we will see more people younger than the age of 65 who are admitted. And as the governor's already shared today, more than half of our deaths today were in people less than the age of 65. So we need to be concerned.
I think I did hear one more question remotely.
Yes, Governor, this is Mike McNeil from MagnoliaReporter.com. The pandemic has kept a lot of shoppers out of the stores in Arkansas and sent them online. Unfortunately, this also seems to have sent more criminals online who've set up fraudulent storefronts for popular merchandise. Does the state of Arkansas plan to ramp up the money and manpower it will spend toward the investigation of online business fraud of this type against Arkansans?
So that is criminal work online, criminal fraud work that takes advantage of consumers. Is that what you're speaking of, Mike?
Yes, sir.
Of course, the Attorney General has responsibility for consumer fraud, and I believe that the Attorney General has been very visible during the pandemic and telling people as to how you can get recourse for fraud complaints. And so I believe her resources have been beefed up and her emphasis has been strengthened during this pandemic. I also want to invite Secretary Preston to come. That sort of leads in again to the fraud questions, and I see if he had a final comment on Mike's question or whether you wanted to add to what we said before.
This is Commerce Secretary Mike
Thank
Preston.
Thank you, Governor. And Mike, appreciate you bringing up that point, because as you see, the fraud on the storefronts and online, that's where you see it too, as it turns to unemployment insurance. So I wanted to point out too that it was brought up about the PUA cyber incident that happened early May. It's completely separate from what we're seeing now in the fraudulent activity. It goes more along the lines of just, you know, traditional criminal behavior in a time of pandemic where they're trying to take advantage of a situation, and that's what we're seeing today. And that's why we're trying to really staff up, and Jay, it's 14 people that we have in that unit that is trying to combat that. Thank you, Governor.
Is there anything else at the table? We're all good? Yes, final question.
We've been getting some calls from parents of residents at the Conway Human Development Center who, there's some buildings that residents live in where nobody has tested positive, and then other ones where some people have. And so they're wondering why, if in their building nobody has tested positive, they can't visit their relatives.
We can look into that, but Dr. Smith, did you have a comment on that? Did you hear that? The question's about the Human Development Center in Conway, that you have one group that's all negative, but and yet they can't have the visitors, because we've considered that as, of course, under the CDC guidelines, you have to have no positive test for 28 days in order to take visitors or to reopen. And so it sounds like we've considered the Human Development Center as one entity, which probably is consistent with the CDC guidelines. But, you know, if there's a better way to do it, we'll always look into that. Dr. Smith, did you have anything to add to that? Or Dr. Romero? Yep.
This is the Health Department's Chief Medical Officer, Thank Dr. Jose Romero.
Word. So we do view the Human Development Center in Conway as a single unit. Yes, there are individual housing units for the individuals, but it's still a congregate setting, and we want to keep those patients, those individuals, as safe as possible. So it is a congregate issue. There was an outbreak recently. It's under control. We're waiting for the 28 days.
Great. With that, thank you, and have a good afternoon.
And that was Governor Asa Hutchinson speaking in his latest daily briefing on the coronavirus outbreak in Arkansas. You're listening to 89.1 KUAR Little Rock, a listener-supported service of UA Little Rock in partnership with UAMS. Just an update on the numbers we heard today. We saw a slightly lower daily increase in new coronavirus cases than we have been seeing recently. We saw an increase of 259 new coronavirus cases for a total of 24,512. But we did hit an unfortunate new milestone today here in Arkansas. Today was the largest single-day increase in new hospitalizations due to COVID-19. We saw an increase of 32 more Arkansans hospitalized with that disease today for a total of 369. And we have also seen the death toll from COVID-19 in the state, unfortunately, go over the 300 mark. We had an additional 9 Arkansans who lost their lives from that disease for a total of 301 people who've died from COVID-19 in the state. We heard a bit from the governor and Health Secretary Dr. Nate Smith about the both the reasons for the significant increase in hospitalizations and the slightly smaller increase in new cases of the coronavirus. First, about the hospitalizations. Today, the largest single-day increase in new hospitalizations, 32, comes exactly 1 week after we saw the largest single-day increase in new cases. That was on July 1st. I believe that was about 800 or so new cases added in a single day. So both the governor and the health secretary are saying that hospitalizations are a lagging indicator, and that it is no surprise that these today's record increase in hospitalizations comes exactly 1 week after the record increase in new cases. As for the smaller increase in new cases, Governor Asa Hutchinson saying he is not optimistic about that because there have been slightly lower numbers of coronavirus tests being completed in Arkansas, just over 3,300 tests completed yesterday. The governor and the health secretary both saying that that is largely due to the holiday weekend, a lower specimen collection rate across the state. But they're both saying that they do expect that testing will ramp up in the coming days, and perhaps so will the increase in new cases. Again, 259 new cases today, slightly lower than what we have been seeing in the recent past. The majority of those came from Pulaski County, 57 new cases, 26 new cases from Benton County, and just 14 from Washington County, which had been essentially leading the state in new coronavirus cases. Health Secretary Dr. Nate Smith again saying that the increase in Pulaski County, 57 new cases, as well as just the general upward trend in new cases here in central Arkansas is concerning to him. So he says that there isn't any real particular site to blame for the increase here in central Arkansas, no clusters, as he or the state's contact tracers can identify at this point in time. But they will be working harder to boost the testing numbers here. Apparently, here in central Arkansas, we have a lower per capita testing rate than in other parts of the state. So Health Secretary Dr. Nate Smith saying that he will be increasing testing here and also working on some strategies for nursing home testing and testing within the state's correctional facilities. Again, you've been listening to the governor's daily briefing on the coronavirus outbreak in Arkansas. You're listening to 89.1 KUAR Little Rock. Again, an increase of 259 new coronavirus cases for a total of 24,512. The largest single-day increase in new hospitalizations due to COVID-19 that we have seen in Arkansas since the pandemic began. 32 new people hospitalized with COVID-19 for a total of 369, 83 of whom are on a ventilator. And we have seen an additional 9 deaths from COVID-19 in the state for a total of 301. And as of today, July the 7th, 5,486 active cases of COVID-19 in Arkansas. Thank you for listening. You're listening to KYR News.